Banana Babes with episode 8. I'm Mandolin.
And I'm Lauren.
And we've got a special guest here for you guys. We've got Breland on the Dova, which is one of our party animals.
Woohoo! Hey, Breland.
Hi, girls. I am so enthused to be here. First party animal.
Yeah.
First party animal.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Second guest, first party animal.
Yes. All right, Breland, let's kick it off. We have some questions for you. So to start off, could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
21 questions right off the bat. So, born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii. Born an island boy, but not born in the water. So I was raised on land, played baseball, football, and basketball.
I actually thought this whole time you were based in the water, so
it was no, I wasn't. I mean, my cousins were, so they're really good at boarding and surfing and any water sport, you know, so I'm kind of always jealous about that. Other than that, went to high school there, went to college there at the University of Hawaii for 3 years, and fortunately got drafted in 2012 by the Diamondbacks, and that's where my professional career took off. And fast forward about 10 years later, I'm here playing banana ball, and 5 years ago, I was like, I'm playing make the big leagues. I'm in a whole different world of the big leagues, and I wouldn't have anything better.
There you go. And so how did you find out about bananas?
So initially, the bananas came up when I was dating this girl back in 2018, and she's like, you should go play for the bananas. And I'm like, basically thinking in my head, no, you're an idiot. Like, it's only a college team.
Yeah.
And so that was the first thing that I heard of it, and then I started following you guys, and fast forward right after COVID, because I saw Quitzer and Sam Claykamp, who I actually played with in 21.
Okay.
I saw them playing it, and then I was able to play with them the following season. And after that season, I asked them, "What are you guys doing for the off season?" They're like, "Oh, we're gonna go play banana ball." And I was like, and can I play? Like, what's the deal? And they're like, yeah, they're holding tryouts. And so, at the same time, I slid into this girl's DMs called Mandolin. And because I saw she was working for the bananas. And
hey, you gotta work the field.
I mean,
like, if you see somebody on Instagram,
I'm just
that
trying
works,
to connect. I'm making connections.
Right, exactly. That's right. Today's day, Instagram is just like the modern day LinkedIn. We're just being honest.
That's very true.
And I'm a 1990s baby. I'm trying to catch up with all this tech stuff, social media. So anyways, I started talking to Mando about it, and she's like, oh yeah, there's tryouts on this date. So I was like, great, can you send me the link and whatever, because I wasn't sure like how many guys are going to submit.
So I'm kind of a scout.
Yeah, sort of.
Viro and Gil, sure. Hire us.
Hire us right now.
Put out the thirst traps and just have all the other guys slide in. Anyways, yeah, so the tryouts come, or I guess I got an email from Barry, who I didn't know Barry at the time. I was just like, okay, probably just some guy that works for him. So I got the email confirming I was in, and I was in Hawaii at the time, so I flew from Hawaii, actually flew to Arizona, where I had my car in storage, because that's kind of where I've been, like, living.
Mm-hmm.
So just for the tryout, I flew to Arizona, I grabbed my car, grabbed my baseball stuff in my storage unit, drove all the way to Savannah just for the tryout, find out we make it that day. So we have, 5 days, I think, before we actually, like, get the team together or something. So yeah. I drive up to my sister's in North Carolina, and there she wrote, and now I'm here ready for World Tour number 2.
There
or technically
go.
Number 3, coming up in 2023.
Awesome story. So going off of, like, the tryouts and everything, we know that you weren't these recent tryouts the other, like, last week, because you're already on the team, but could you walk us through what, like, trying out for the teams kind of looks like, and, like, what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, I was kind of scared, I guess, to say the least.
Yeah.
Coming to the tryout and reading the emails and saying, like, you know, like, we want you to stand out and wear something funky. Whatever, and I'm not a guy that kind of shows a big personality or gets outside of it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just wait. So at first I was trying to think of costumes, and first thing that comes to mind is a hula skirt and a coconut bra. You know, just to bring some, like,
yeah,
very on brand for you.
Yeah. Hawaii vibes, yes. Yeah, there we go. And I didn't get on Amazon to do it. And fortunately, my best friend's brother had a men's romper, which is the pink flamingo one that I wear.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, that's a great idea.
Pretty iconic now. Yeah.
I wore that. But walking up to, like, the sign-up desk and stuff, I wore a jacket. I covered up. I didn't, like, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Yeah. And then I see everyone, like, wearing their stuff and being all funny and whatnot. Yeah.
So then so you ripped that jacket off.
I sort of ripped it off. I mean, I was still a little hesitant. And then the tryout comes and every, you know, then I start getting a little more comfortable. And started kind of just being the weirdo I am now, I guess. And I really got into the whole Hey Baby dance when we first learned that.
Yeah.
And kind of once I felt comfortable with that, then the smoothie thing broke out. And I kind of just done things outside of my comfort zone that I would never really do. But I say, screw it, live it, and enjoy it.
I love that. And
speaking
so,
of like being the smoothie king, what's your favorite smoothie to make?
Because, hey, guys, if you don't know, Breland, once he made it onto the tour and everything, I mean, Breland would literally bring his blender onto the bus as we're driving to Montgomery. And we're
I made smoothies on the bus.
I remember that.
There's outlets on the bus.
Yes.
So,
so Breland just plugs in the blender on the bus and just is blending smoothies and... I wasn't on the bus, but I remember seeing videos, and I was like, oh my gosh. But, hey, he kept everyone just full of smoothies all tour long. And so we definitely expect those next year.
Yeah, that was a grind. I need some business partners in that. So I eventually – I started my business party in 2020 during COVID, and then every team I played on, I would try to sell to my teammates and showcase that, hey, drinking smoothie and keeps you healthy, keeps you going, like, recover faster. And that's kind of been my whole sales pitch, is just having a more natural way of being healthy and, like, recovery. The older you get, you know, and the more you want to play, the healthier you have to be.
Right.
And so I came into banana and just made smoothies for everyone, or I would make a bunch before every city.
Yeah.
Make, like, 50 and freeze them and then put them in a cooler and bring it. While at the same time, I still bring my blender, and then I make myself fresh smoothies and give everyone else frozen ones.
So what's your favorite?
My favorite, right now, it's not even a smoothie. I would say it's a juice, and I'm just literally blending up watermelon, pineapple, and water.
That sounds good.
Refreshing. Normally, though, it's probably my green one. Don't worry, you don't taste any greens. So it has spinach, kale, as far as the greens, and then it goes banana, orange, mango, pineapple, ginger.
That sounds good. I love putting honey in smoothies.
So if you want all the antioxidants, all the good stuff with great flavor.
Wow, he can be like the team's nutritionist.
Yep, and then we got another guy that could possibly be our trainer.
Oh, news to come.
Yeah.
Anyways, so next question.
I don't want to drop any names yet.
Yeah, we can't spill all the secrets on here. So, speaking of, like, so you said that you were shy before the bananas?
Yeah, I would say I was more of an introvert kind of guy.
Gotcha.
I mean, there'd be flashes of me, like, really doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, here and there. But
gotcha. So, like, never, on your previous teams, you never were, like, the one to, like, you know, do
crazy
dance. Oh,
yeah, I don't celebrate, no dances, kind of keep to myself.
Gotcha. So
then
nothing
you out of the ordinary, and I got here, and it's like, well, I guess anything goes, so.
Yeah, everyone else is doing it.
Might as well push the button and see what Jesse allows me to do.
Yeah, I love that. And so now you're super entertaining, and you do the craziest things in the outfield. What is your favorite thing about being a party animal?
You have a very long leash. As far as
that's very true.
As far as being able to have fun and enjoy ourselves, and we always have great teammates that are on, and we just kind of just love to do the opposite of the bananas, as far as kind of the bad boys,
yeah,
banana.
Right.
Other than that, my favorite part has to be our party animal director, or party animal director of fun, I guess you should say, oh. Which is, God, I'm drawing a blank. No, it is, he wears the suit. Is it
Tyler Gray?
Tyler Gray!
Oh, I thought you were talking about Burnsy.
No, Tyler Gray!
Okay, but doesn't Burnsy and Tyler wear like the same cheetah print kind
of
stuff?
Well, yeah, but Burnsy's yeah. over Burn- the banana
Burnsy
side.
Burnsy, oh, wow.
Tyler Gray is our
Tyler Gray suit.
Chief animal party guy.
Oh, gosh. Gotcha.
So he's our hype man.
Well, yes.
He's our hype man.
Tyler Gray.
So that's
the
he
best.
Keeps things light, he keeps things fun. And that Richard Simmons, man, when he does that, that's probably the funniest thing ever.
That's awesome. And so let's see. So going off of that, what is your favorite silly, goofy kind of thing that you do during a game in the outfield? Because let me just tell you guys, there's been many times where I've been walking past the field doing stuff, or I was just out in the outfield for 30 seconds, and I look over and I see Breland either sitting in a beach chair, or he's army crawling, or doing something crazy. So
or eating the pizza. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yes. Okay, can you maybe walk us through, before you answer your favorite, can you walk us through what that pizza TikTok was kind of like?
I was surprised at first that they wanted to come to me and do something cool like that. So I was honored. And we actually ran it an inning before.
Oh.
And I guess I wasn't facing the mic, or the mic wasn't on me the right way. So Yvonne made me do it again.
Oh.
And that was the part that you can now see on social media. But it was basically I order pizzas, say Donato's in it,
yeah.
And they're going to bring out the pizza like the following inning. And I thought it was just really cool. Like it was, second batter. The guy just comes running out, and it was literally a fresh cheese pizza. I wish it had pineapple on it, which not a lot of people like pineapple.
But no.
Hey, that's my thing. The coolest thing, though, was to share it with all the fans. Like,
yeah.
The fans actually didn't mind me grabbing it with my dirty hands, squeezing it through the fences.
And feeding them.
I thought that was really cool. That the camera kind of didn't catch towards the end.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the coolest part.
That's awesome. And it just shows, like, that, you know, even though we have these things planned out for, like, the games and everything, kind of including a pizza guy, like, on the field, like, things sometimes don't go as planned. You have to, like, you know, work and fix it. Like,
there's
on the 10% spot.
Of it may be scripted, and 90% it's all impromptu and on you, and
yeah.
You try to
some things
make,
don't
it,
work.
Make it work, yeah.
Awesome. And so, let's see. Okay, here's a fun random question. So we know that you had mentioned to us that you said you've been to 44 different states.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the six you've never been to?
All in the Northeast, like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, four,
mm-hmm.
Alaska. There's one more up there.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont.
I've been to Connecticut.
Massachusetts.
Well, hey, now we're gonna knock
so
off
those top five
three
in the
those?
North. We just need Alaska.
Yeah.
And Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go to Maine, and we're gonna go to Mass, and then we're also going to
Mississippi and Maine.
Portland.
That's right, it's not Oregon, guys. Sorry. we're not going there yet.
Yeah. Not yet.
So fun. Well, awesome. And let's see. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, more about the party animals? Like, we know that you – actually, let's go off of the Smoothie King. How did you come up with that brand, and do you plan on doing anything with kind of that title in 2023?
So I came up with Smoothie King because I started making smoothies because it was the easiest, fastest way for me to put in some calories in my body and healthy calories. And I started realizing, like, I'd rather drink mine than go to Jamba Juice or go to the actual Smoothie King smoothie place or any other juicery or smoothie shop. And so I was like, well, Smoothie King isn't good because I've had them a couple of times and I'm not a fan. So I'm like, I'm the real Smoothie King because
no,
I make it flavorful without all the added sugars and processed juices that are used as mixers. And I just went along with it. And I mean, come to show, everyone that I make a smoothie for loves it. So I'm proud of what I do and what I make, and I'm very confident that no matter what ingredients you use, I will make a good smoothie.
Yeah, love that. Well, we might test that. Maybe that'd be a fun video for everyone
to see. Yeah, like, tasting out different smoothie flavors.
Well, just give me ingredients.
Random ingredients. And see what smoothies you can make.
We might be onto something.
Just don't be giving me like sausage or something like that. That's going to turn into dog food.
Cotton would like it.
Yeah.
Well, then
one for the dogs.
We'll have a dog smoothie day.
Yeah. I think he likes that. He's like looking at us.
Cotton has joined the episode.
Which, speaking of videos, which I'm sure you'll be in plenty of them, but Mando and I are going to start, in 2023, we're going to start vlogging for all you guys. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. We got inspiration from Dearman and Dalton, but
Those guys are masterminds.
They are. We used to always watch their videos, like, every Monday that they post, and it's just so fun. And so
now we're going to start.
We're going to test it out and just capture all of those crazy moments on tour that people usually don't see.
I suggest do a raw, unedited, uncut version. No editing. You just take 20 minutes of whatever you film and put it right on there.
Hey, I mean, that's what we do with the podcast.
It's very true. We don't edit the podcast. We just roll
along. No editing. Maybe some blurry things, you know, that you might have to put up there if you're in a locker room or something, but you gotta keep everything. Don't bleep out the swearing. It's part of everyone's personality. I think people will love that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it'll be a great time. So stay tuned for that. But Brilliant, it's been a blast having you.
Yes, thank you so much, Brie.
The first party animal, and as expected, it was.
I am honored. So thank you, girls.
Party animal energy.
Thanks a bunch, guys.